Let me speak to Jared, who's on this line. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's hard to know, Jared. You know, I'm looking at this as a facilitator here on a radio programme, but I'm also looking at it. I started off with reading about my cousin on the back of the Irish News, delighted that Down had finally won a match. I'd love to go to see Jared and a few of the lads play at a big game in Casement Park. And, you know, that could be a big match between, say, for example, Down and Armagh, which would be a hell of a game, a semi-final of a, you know, an Ulster Championship. There still wouldn't be 34,000 people at it.
Well, Frank, I mean, I was listening to Tony Dagnan earlier. I'm a resident in the area, and I'm 100% behind Casement Park, right? But he's saying about, you know, people going to matches that don't spend this, they don't spend. I travel all over Ireland going to matches. I go to Clonus, I go to Croke Park, I go with my family, and we spend a lot of money when we go away, and we go into restaurants and bars and enjoy the crack. And I think it'll be a massive thing for West Belfast.
Yeah, but Jared, traditionally, and Tony's right about this, traditionally, yeah, you get a group of people who go to the pubs before the game. Yes, you absolutely do. But traditionally, the Gaelic football fan is a sandwiches in the back of the car, man. He's a flask of tea, man.
But that has changed. I don't drink. You know, I go to enjoy the crack and enjoy the company and things like that. We go with family and you go out for something. And sometimes you do bring sandwiches and that, but you still contribute in some way to the economy of the area by doing that.
Yes, you can't argue with that. I put that to Tony. If 20,000 people are coming to an area, of course they're going to spend money. Some of them will spend money. It's good for the economic heartbeat of the area.
Yeah.
However, it's hard, and I know the people who are making the decisions. I've had yarns with them. I've, you know, chatted to GAA people. I've grown up with them. I still can't see why they need the stadium to be 34,000, because 34,000 people only go to the massive games.
Yes, well, I remember when the decision was made to make Clonus the Ulster ground and bring Ulster fans to Clonus. And there was an uproar in Belfast and Antrim because that happened, because we're taking big games away from Casement Park. I remember that happening, and I remember people, you know, the GA people, the GA community in Belfast cracking up because it was going to Clonus. But it needs to be 35,000, one, because to play an Ulster final. They also said they guaranteed that there'd be All-Ireland quarterfinals. Do you imagine if there was Donegal or Kerry playing an All-Ireland quarterfinal in Casement Park? But one of the things
Jared, if Donegal were playing Kerry in an All-Ireland quarter-final at Casement Park, there wouldn't be 35,000 people at it, because Kerry don't bring fans. If Kerry brings 7,000 or 8,000 fans the whole way to the likes of Belfast, Donegal might bring 15,000 fans, but it's not a guarantee of a 35,000 gate.
You would get a lot of fans from around the local, they're around Antrim, Down, local people who live near Casement Park who go to see the game.
Yeah, who want to see Kerry,
you would get lots of people who do it. But the other thing is this, right? Antrim hurling and football at the moment, for the size of this county and the thing, is not progressing the way it is. If you have a massive stadium, a state-of-the-art stadium in West Belfast, what you will do, you'll get young people saying, I want to play in that stadium, I want to go to that stadium, I want to, you know, play GA games. You look at Ravenhill, you look at the people who want to play rugby now, you look at the stadium at Windsor Park, you look at what that would do for the GAA and Antrim, have a stadium of that here, and all the young people saying, oh, I would love to play in that stadium, I'd love to play here again.
Yeah, I can't argue with that at all, having been to Windsor, having been to Ravenhill, Kingspan, and having walked past Casement in recent times, it's hard to argue with that. My goodness me, when it is a sparkling jewel in the sporting crown, the kids are going to want to be part of it. Who doesn't want to play rugby when they go on a floodlit night to Kingspan? It's like it's heavenly, absolutely heavenly. Sean's got a point. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Sean.
Frank, I'd love to see Casement Stadium coming to fruition, but I think the way the GAA have handled it and their hopes and aspirations for it have made it harder and harder. I don't believe the GAA for 1 minute believe that they can pack in 34,000 or 35,000 to watch a Gaelic game. I think it's more about packing the stadium with concert goers. I think that's why they want a stadium that size. It's about other outlets to bring in revenue.
Yeah, of course they'll use it for other events. They will without doubt. Sean, it's a good point. We're almost on top of the news. Needless to say, they'll use it for other events. They will indeed. But they could still put in thousands of people on the surface. You could put in, what, you know, if you're running a concert, you put in 50, 60,000 people easily enough, if as long as you're able to get them to exit the stadium and the health and safety element of it. But, you know, there'll be no shortage of space when it comes to concerts. There may be rules and regulations that they fall foul of for trying to exit those people safely. But yes, they will use it for purposes other than football or hurling. When will they fill it at a football or hurling event? Once a year. And that's the strongest argument against it being as big as the GAA want it to be. But they've moved from 38 to 34. The residents would like it smaller.